big and tall of political talk, the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We love to engage our audience, hear what you have to say, and banter a little bit back and forth. You can join us 844-967-2789.
You know, it's not my thing, but some people, they do the Twitter. Like the former president used to love the Twitter, right?
Yeah.
We do have a Twitter handle. You can tweet at the Devil's Advocates, at Devil Radio. And, you know, we might even follow you back. But, Dom, I never noted KFC, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken, they've got a Twitter handle, and they only follow 11 different accounts. They follow the Spice Girls and six guys named Herb. And the first guy that noticed that the Twitter account, you know, that's their secret blend, 11 herbs. And spices.
Yeah, I got it.
So anyways,
it.
The first one to notice this company branding through their Twitter, 11 Herbs and Spices. Well, he got a painting of himself holding a drumstick while riding piggyback on the Colonel. That was his prize from KFC. And they've included the picture. And it's the original Colonel. It's not like the new commercial Colonels.
All the new ins and outs.
No, it's the original Colonel.
Yeah.
And a guy wearing like a hoodie, just riding his back, baby, with the drumstick.
It sounds interesting to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I'd have followed KFC. I might have noticed. Doubtful, but maybe. Maybe.
And how did you notice it now?
Well, it's posted on social media. But not... Someone shared the tweet on Facebook. I found it there. You know, it's a repost, kind of like Trump's team has
in the Civil War. Yeah. Thumbs up on the Civil War, baby.
They take his troops social and repost his whatevers.
What a world.
844-967-2789. Let's hear from the leftist coast. And what I understand is the number one gun buying state in the nation. California, L.A. Tom, how you doing?
Yeah, pew, pew, pew. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. First off, we the people are the government. And second, the Republicans are the pro-death party. And that's what I got.
No, but they call themselves the pro-life party, Tom. I mean, that's like almost exactly opposite of what they say.
We have the facts on our side. They are the pro-death party. That's just who they are.
Why? Okay, Tom, give me a couple of reasons why the Republicans are the
bumper
pro-death
stickers,
party.
Some talking points here, Tom.
They are pro capital punishment. They are pro-war. They are pro not just letting children die, like in these carnages that are happening around the country. They are not for any type of housing for people that end up dying because they're living on the streets. They love death. They are the pro-death party. Everything they do is, whether it's to start another new war, whether it's to do whatever, everything they do is about death. It's like they really, really have a thirst for death.
Hang Mike Pence.
And that's why I'm calling them the pro-death party. And I hope people join along and change this narrative around. They are not a pro-life party. That issue that they're talking about is pro-woman's right to choose or pro-the government's right to choose. Most women choose to actually carry a child to term. So that's a woman's choice. But they definitely are the pro-death party because once you're out of the womb.
Tom, you make a compelling argument, and I appreciate you know, bullet pointing those very specific issues. But maybe they're pro-life in the sense that they're pro themselves. They're pro Ted Cruz is certainly pro Ted Cruz. You know what I'm saying? Like Marjorie Taylor Greene is certainly pro Marjorie Taylor Greene. So in that sense, they're totally pro-life, bro.
I'm not going to go that complicated on it, Dom. I'm just keeping it where they are the pro-death party, and they are the party of death. and destruction. They don't take care of also when climate change is killing hundreds of thousands of people, you know, through these earthquakes and tornadoes and all these different things. They're just the pro-death party. That's what they are. And like I said, I hope people call in and start actually giving them that moniker because they deserve it.
They do deserve it. I think you're right, Tom. Every time you hear a Republican announce or you have a conversation, someone says they're pro-life, you just tell them they're pro-death and give them Tom's five bullet points as to why they're pro-death. Thanks, Tom.
Number one.
Hey, Mike Pence.
Let's keep going down the phones. Lots of friendly faces and names. 844-967-2789. Yeah, we got time for Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, Bill, welcome back.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, thank you much. Say, I'll add to the pro-death. Easily 200,000 died from COVID by listening to Fox. Easily. And the misinformation, they're drinking ivermectin, cattle warmer, they're drinking this, they're drinking that, and they're dying.
Try all the drugs, Bill.
Right. And let me add a few more. Had we not had M16s available like we do popcorn, had we not had Glocks and all this other stuff, let's throw in another 100,000 people, kids, young adults, that would be alive today if they weren't packing heat. Thanks, GOP, Party of Death, pro-death. That guy hit it on the head. Falcon hit it on the head. And let's just keep building on it. We can keep adding more, but that's my contribution for today. And Ron Johnson, how fat is your wallet from the NRA? I just need to know today. How fat? How many hundreds of thousands have you taken? And by the way, when you were in Russia and Scotty Wanker was there, just to refresh your mind, the NRA wrote a check to Scotty. And you know who wrote the check to the NRA? The Russians. Thank you very much, Scotty.
Actually, I think technically Scott Walker never went to Russia. He just spoke Russian to the Russian spy. And the Russians gave the money as a pass-through to Ron Johnson.
Life is winning in America once again.
Look what you've done! I'm melting! Melting! Oh, what a world!
But she's a witch!
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.